This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's lawyers started their impeachment trial defense Saturday, arguing that congressional Democrats are trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
After the president's legal team started its case, House impeachment managers held a news conference to rebut some of the points made in the argument, saying the president should allow administration officials to testify. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff asked why President Trump doesn't want people like acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton to speak to the Senate.
So why is it that the administration doesn't want them outed? Why doesn't the administration want them to talk to the American people? Because they know it would only incriminate the president.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing congressional investigations of the alleged abuse. The president has characterized the impeachment as a hoax. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country is facing a grave situation because of a coronavirus that has now killed at least 56 people. Xi held a Politburo meeting Saturday as the country tried to contain the outbreak. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. In Hong Kong, 5 confirmed cases led the city's leader, Carrie Lam, to confirm a state of emergency on Saturday and said flights and high-speed rail trips between the city and Wuhan will be halted. The origins of the virus are still being determined, but is believed to have been traced to a seafood market in Wuhan known to be involved with the illicit wildlife trade.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke to victims of a powerful earthquake Saturday. The quake killed at least 29 people and wounded more than 1,400 others. Erdogan canceled his plans in Istanbul and traveled to Ilatsa and Malatya to inspect rescue efforts. Searchers continued to dig through the rubble of several buildings, with some people found alive and rescued on Saturday. The magnitude 6.8 quake hit Ilatsa province in eastern Turkey late Friday. More than 350 aftershocks followed the main quake. Hundreds of Lebanese gathered outside Beirut's central government building Saturday to reject the newly formed cabinet. Protesters breached tight security around the building, removing a metal gate and barbed wire, and prompting security forces to respond with water cannon and tear gas. The protesters say the new cabinet formed this week represents a corrupt, long-serving political class that they have been protesting against since October. A new government was formed on Tuesday, and protesters, even though they've rejected it as a rubber stamp for traditional political parties, are now split over whether to continue protesting or withdraw from the streets to give the new cabinet a chance. And Boeing completed the maiden flight on Saturday of the world's largest twin-engine jumbo jet, the 777X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with European rival Airbus. The flight was a boost for Boeing as it grapples with the consequences of the 737 MAX crisis, which has been grounded since two fatal crashes. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.